Let's talk about prejudice for a minute, okay? Or racism, let's say, or white supremacy, which is a concept that seems to be running rampant in this country in the minds of some folks. One of the things that I discovered as I was studying your equations of the IH equation, I saw that, in effect, that racism is a form of hostility. It seems to me that racism can be equated with hostility anytime that, based on racial characteristics, you say that your particular race is superior to another race. Isn't that a response to, as you say in your equation, a feeling of inferiority, or low self-esteem on the part of the white person or whatever person says that their race is superior to another race? Is that a form of masking too and covering
absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely. Okay. As a matter of fact, you can broaden that and make it a general principle mm-hmm. that in any way that whatever you're talking about, whether it's race or your ability and your knowledge about certain things, an attitude of superiority
mm-hmm.
Over the other fella is always going to relegate him to the disrespected or inferior status, and as you know, that the inferior doing that causes him automatically, him or anybody else, must become hostile in reaction.
But also the person who is acting out the superiority, by acting out the superiority, they're also admitting that they feel inferior to the person they're acting it out on. Is that correct?
With this knowledge, then you would automatically know that the person who takes the hostile, belittling, superior to mm-hmm. thou attitude,
mm-hmm.
you would know it just the same way as in where back in medical school I learned that diphtheria disease was caused only by the diphtheria microorganism. Mm-hmm. And let me give you one quick example of that.
So let me just make sure I'm clear on this, so that in terms of when people are acting out this racism, then
yeah.
it's an admission. Basically, they feel inferior to the person they're acting it
they
out on.
They don't feel that they're admitting anything, but if you have this knowledge,
mm-hmm.
then you would know
that that's what
that
it is.
Racism is absolutely mm-hmm. due to the feeling, too much of the feeling of inferiority.
Okay.
And I want to make this a general principle. It mm-hmm. applies to everything,
across
not
the
only
board.
Racism. I'll give you one example. Many years ago, a man came in, and he said, you know, Dr. Layton, he said, whatever you teach me, he says, I explained it to my wife and my little 10-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to her that the only way that a person can become hostile is when they feel, as the buildup of inferiority feelings. So he said, last week, he said, we're at the dinner table, and I got angry, and I scolded my little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of getting angry at me, as she usually would, and leave the table in tears, she was quite calm, and she said, okay, Dad, now what are you feeling inferior about? So that, mm-hmm. again, this is
yeah.
always, so it doesn't,
yeah.
it has to do with anything.
So the person who's acting out the hostility or the racism, whatever the case might be, since there's a parallel between racism and hostility, needs as much help, if not more help, than the person that they're acting out this racism or hostility on, which is causing the person to react to their racism and hostility. So
that's right.
Both
the more we could help
mm-hmm.
the perpetrator of
okay.
the racism, then the more we could help the rest of us, the victims of it.
Well, I'm sure we have a lot of people out in the listening audience who would agree with you, and the phones are starting to ring now. And we're going to entertain some calls shortly, but that's a revelation to a lot of people, I'm sure, who are listening out there to understand. Because a lot of times, the person who is the victim of this hostility or this racism feels or begins to some extent, in some instances, to buy in to what this other person is saying about them, that they're no good, that they're inferior, that, you know, they can't do anything right, you know. And so pretty soon, if the person has a convincing enough argument, the person who's on the receiving end of this negative hostility begins to, some cases, believe it and then begin to act out that behavior, which I think has been the source of a lot of that kind of behavior within the African-American community, okay? And I'd like you to comment on that after we take this call. Stress test, you're on the air.